Good morning. This is Pastor Fred Baker with Baptist Chapel. What a joy and a privilege it is to greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ this morning to say good morning to you. Merry Christmas. It's a wonderful season, time of the year. And just thank the Lord for the great privilege that He's allotted to us that we can have a few moments of your Sunday morning and spend a little time with you, maybe say a word that might help encourage you. Might get you ready for worship after a while when you make it into your home church. If you don't have a home church, well, we'd certainly welcome you at Baptist Chapel. We're located at 2019 Wayne Madison Road, just out of the Woodsdale community. Trenton, Ohio is the mailing address. Our service times are 10 a.m. We have Sunday school. Worship follows at 11. On Wednesday evening, we have an adult Bible study, a youth service, and we'd certainly invite you to come and join us, share with us in our worship and our service to the Lord. Today, we're having, during our regular worship hour, our Christmas cantata, and we're going to have a little meal afterwards. We'd invite you to come join us in, as we celebrate the birth of Christ and in song and in some of the past programs that God's blessed us to be a part of, and we do extend to you an invitation to join us in that. And we're going to go to the Lord in prayer this morning, but I want to share with you a special need. As we often do, we want to remember Brother Denny Fields, a good friend of ours, good pastor over at New Liberty. And I've known Brother Denny a good portion of my life when we were just boys. And we got saved about the same season, started out in the ministry about the same time. I pastor the church where Brother Denny got saved. Brother Denny pastors the church where I got saved. So we've our lives have been linked together through most of them. And this morning he's down at he's in the hospital and had a pretty rough few weeks and been in and out and thought things were going well and they had to take him back. And just remember him when you pray this morning. The last report we got, the doctors weren't quite sure, thought things were all right, and then something seemed to occur, and he had a little problem, and so they're just not sure. So you remember him and the church, his good wife, and all of those this morning, if you would. And join me now as we pray. Our Lord and gracious Master, Heavenly Father, oh Lord, we come to you today, Father, thankful and grateful that we can call upon that mighty name of Jesus today. Lord, it just causes us, Father, pause. It causes us to realize as it rolls off our tongue, Lord, and God, how wonderful, how merciful, how graceful, how you are unto us, Lord, how you extended, Father, this great privilege, how to be part of your family, God, to be born into the household today, God. We're thankful this morning how to be one of thy little children, God. And Father, oh Lord, as we come before you and offer the praise and the prayers, and God, as we attempt then to say, Lord, to lift up the precious name of Jesus, and God, give our body strength, Lord, give the message the Spirit, Father, we understand so fully this morning, and God, that we're able to do nothing without you today, Lord, so we look to you, God, for the help and the strength, how that we need this morning in this little time that you've allotted to us. And God, and we would pray today, Father, that you would send out, and God, the message that it might help someone. Father, no doubt there's those this morning that's not able to get out to the house of the Lord. Father, no doubt today, God, there's some that's not able to find their way. And God, we pray today, how that the message here this morning, and Lord, how throughout the day might be a help and an uplift to them. And God, we pray this morning, how, Lord, those that are able, and God, that it might encourage them how to make their way into the house this morning, how to lift up the mighty name of Jesus today. Lord, how we thank you, God, how forgive given us this great privilege and opportunity to have, Lord, and those that don't know you in a free pardon of sin. God, oh God, Father, this morning we pray that you'd convict their heart. Cause them to understand their need of a Savior this morning. Father, I'm glad. Father, I rejoice. I'm thankful this morning that you brought salvation down to the reach of man. Lord, just a simple birth. Father, the announcement unto the good shepherds. Father, how glad we are today that you made a way. And whosoever will, I could come to the fountain and drink. Oh, Lord God, we pray this morning that you'd bless your church. God, as it gathers from place to place and time to time this morning. Oh, Lord, bless them, God, that'll stand. I am that holy place. And God, in the sanctuary of the Most High God. Lord, oh God, I send your word out that it might feed and strengthen, I encourage and help. Lord, you told us how you come, how to bind up the brokenhearted, how to set the captive free. Lord, surely this morning we miss those that have gone from our presence, but Lord, we rejoice this morning in knowing where they are. Father, we rejoice today in knowing that after a while I will be with them again. Father, oh God, I bless the many that lie on the beds of affliction today. And God, we ask a special request this morning for Brother Denny. And God, that you would touch him there in that hospital room right now. And God, oh God, we've seen you work. We know you're able. Father, strengthen him and lift him up. Lord, we ask you, God, that you would touch Miss Pig today. God, as she faces surgery and other disease, God, be with her and her family this morning. Oh God, again we pray. Bless those young men and women that serve our country. And God, it breaks our heart that it seems to be how we've set them aside and beginning to forget about them. And God, I know they're not forgotten by their families this morning that miss them during this season. God, bless them, we pray. And again now, Lord, bless the reading, the teaching, your holy word. God, bless the broadcast, the station. Father, those that make it possible for the gospel to go out. God, the good songs that encourage and strengthen. Just help us this morning to love, to live in the light of your word, to walk in your love. Father, to reach out, God, to try to help somebody along the journey, Lord. God, we pray this morning, bless your word as we read it today. In Jesus' holy name we ask, and amen. Familiar verse this morning over in the book of Matthew, and it says, now all this was done, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Another, I begin to think about that this morning, how that God is with us today. Brother, I'm glad this morning that he's not an absent father in my life and yours this morning. Brother, he's not too busy on the other side of the world to take care of his children this morning. Brother, I thought about how it was. long before how you and I ever came along, how God had a plan, how it would be, how that he'd bring salvation down into the reach of every man, woman, and boy and girl. Brother, I want you to understand today how well he sent the old prophet Isaiah how to tell the nation, brother, to share with them how the hope they had. Brother, it wasn't a prophet you sent. Brother, you didn't send your representative. Brother, you didn't look for an ambassador. When the time come, you wrapped yourself in the flesh of man and came down and dwelt among us. Brother, I'm so glad this morning God knows what you're going through. Brother, he didn't come down and leave you. But according to the book, he'll take up his abode in you this morning. Brother, I'm talking about God that'll come in. Brother, and live with you and guide you in the days of your life, through the storm, through the sunshine. Brother, I'm glad. I know there's some that think about him on Christmas. Brother, might think about him on Easter. I tell you what, I'm glad you think about him at all. My boys, there's not an hour of my life goes by that I don't think about my Lord, what he's done for me. Brother, my service to God, I isn't a hobby. It's not something I do like some do this or that. Brother, it's he is my life. This morning Paul said, the life I now live, I is not my own, but it's Christ that liveth within me. This morning he come down for you today. God with us. I come right down to the earth. I come right down to the place where I was lost and undone. How many years ago? Brother, he didn't hope. He didn't look and say, maybe I come. Brother, that morning in that church service, he come right down in our presence. Brother, extended them loving arms and invited me to come in. Some people say, preacher, I don't believe that. Brother, you'll die not believing too. Because he come for you and I this morning. Brother, he didn't come for a celebration. He didn't come that we could add to the calendar. Brother, what did he come for? To seek and to save that which was lost. Brother, that morning I got saved. God himself, the Lord Jesus. I stopped by that little church. I called my name. I invited me to come. Brother, what does the book say? Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice, I'll come in and sup with him and he with me. Brother, he'll take up his abode in you. He'll be there. Like the McCamey's old song said, God on the mountain, I is still God in the valley. Brother, how can you be sure? I'm not telling you something somebody told me. Brother, I've been right down to the river. I've held their hand while they made the crossing. Brother, his glory, his joy, his presence, I filled the room. We knew where they were at. We knew what they were reaching for. We knew what they were looking for. Brother, at the saddest hour of my life, I might have been the greatest joy for them. Brother, and I give testimony that he was there this morning and he wants to be with you today. He come for you this morning just the same as he did me. God with us today. Can't you see him passing by? Don't you feel him calling your name? Why don't you answer him? This is Pastor Fred Baker. God bless you today.